What's up, guys? So, school started 5 days ago, and I'm so happy I get to spend the weekend with my family. I'll just say, I'm totally not psyched to be going back to school. I don't like school, I really don't, especially when I'm in junior high school. I'm getting more homework, more tests, and spending a very long time in school. I really don't like my teacher. I don't mean to be rude. I'm sure he's great at teaching and all, but I think he just wants us to study, join competitions, and win competitions. He's made it clear that he doesn't want us to join any clubs or after-school activities because that'll take away the time when we should be studying. I know we've only been going to school for 3 days, and we already have more than 10 pages of Chinese homework and math homework. And we're also taking exams already. It is really, really different from when I was in elementary school. I really hope that I can get used to all this as fast as possible. False Death by Emily John. Chapter 5. JP, what does that mean? Then I realized it and my sadness turned back into anger. Of course it was Josh Paul again. Remember him? Ariana, father, the one who killed my other two friends. I'll bet he's just getting revenge for accidentally running over his daughter. I dropped his hand and stood up. I locked the door and walked straight back to Gail's house. Get up, guys. I shook awake my two friends who were already half asleep. Come on, seriously, we've got business to do. Trevor sat up from the sofa and rolled his eyes. What do you want? He asked in a raspy voice. Gil rolled over to his side and covered his head with his blanket. Get off my bed, Gil whined. You have your own mattress. Look, guys, I said. Things are starting to get serious. I found Enzo in this changing room and he was stabbed to death. What? Trevor exclaimed. Gil's eyes almost popped out. You heard me, I said, but that's not my point. Then what is, Gail exclaimed. My point is that I found two letters written on his arm. JP, as in Josh Paul. I told you guys he was up to no good, yet none of you listened. Well, what do you want us to do, Gail said, his voice shaky. I'm getting rid of him, I said. I'm not here for anyone's opinion. No one's going to change my mind. He's crossed the line and I'm getting rid of him. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who said anything about killing? Gil said. You will get caught. We'll just be super careful. This has to end. When did I agree to this plan? Trevor asked. This is straight up messed up and I don't want to be a part of it. I scoffed. Okay, well, I guess I'll just let this roll down my back and watch as Josh continues to kill us one by one. Gil rolled his eyes. So what's the plan, he asked. I smiled. You'll know when we get there, I said mysteriously. We headed to Josh Paul's house. As soon as we got there, I looked through the window. The curtains were closed, but I could see something through the crack. To my surprise, the living room lights were still on. I couldn't see much. All I saw was the dining table. There were leftovers still sitting on the kitchen counter. Then all of a sudden, the room turned black. Someone turned off the lights. Then sounds of screams and shouts cut through the cold air. I heard the doorknobs rattle and the front door open. What's happening? Trevor asked. Shh, I whispered, motioning for them to stop talking. Something's happening. We knelt down beside a bush. I heard the door slam, then frantic footsteps, and someone panting. We almost screamed as out loud as a person parted the bush we were hiding in and stepped beside us. Someone's trying to kill me, he exclaimed. Josh, I asked, what are you doing here? What do you mean, what are you doing here? Someone's trying to kill me. I heard another crash and something thudding on the ground. Let's go, hurry. We were all confused, but still followed him to the back door of the house. Josh breathed a huge sigh of relief. This should buy some time, he said, still pretty shaken up. Great, now explain, I demanded. Alvin was crashing in my place, he recalled. He was already deep asleep in the guest room and I was in the living room watching TV. Then I heard a loud crash coming from upstairs, so I went to see what happened. But when I got there, the windows were all shattered and Alvin was knocked unconscious on the ground. There was no one around. And then I ran downstairs to call for help, but as soon as I reached my phone, I heard a high-pitched voice saying, "You remember me?" And the whole place went dark, and someone grabbed me from by the shoulders. His voice trailed off. "What?" I asked. "I know who did it," he said quietly, staring blankly into the distance. "Huh?" Trevor asked. "I know who she is. I know who killed Jace and Enzel." "Who?" I heard the grass behind us rustling. Josh put a finger to his lips. "She's coming," she whispered, barely audible. "Run." Josh held up the finger. We waited for a signal and ran full speed into this house. He locked the door. "Where do we go?" Gail stammered. "There's no way we can hide," he said. "Why? I thought you had a secret room behind a wall or something." Josh shook his head. "No, it won't work." She came up with this idea of having a secret room, and she was really proud of it. There's no way she forgot it. "Who are you talking about? Who's she?" Trevor shouted. Josh gave him a dirty look. The back door rattled. "Let me in," the voice shouted. "Hey, I swear I've heard that voice before," I said to Josh. "It sounds so familiar. I've heard of it lots of times." My eyes lit up. "That's Joanne Paul, your dead wife. How is she alive?" "Maybe she was never dead," Trevor said. "I mean, we thought she was dead, and now she's back for revenge from where you guys abandoned her and left her all alone in the woods. She never came back, right? Maybe that's what happened." I suddenly felt very guilty. I remember that time when Joanne and Josh Paul were having a big fight, and we were all on Josh's side. When he was planning on leaving her, we didn't even try to stop him or talk him out of it. What's worse was that I was extremely supportive of this plan, but now we all have to suffer the consequences. The door rattled again. Then I heard a loud thud and the door fell down. We all stumbled back and Josh stood up front, holding out his arm to keep us behind him. She stepped onto the front porch and pulled her ski mask off her face. Her brown hair was a mess. I think she looked a lot like Ariana. Both have red lips and navy blue eyes. She's very pretty, but all I could see in her eyes was anger and loneliness. She held up a gun aimed at Josh's chest. "Long time no see," she said. Her voice was high-pitched but smooth. Clearly didn't sound like a murderer. "What do you want?" Josh asked. I could see his body trembling in fear. "What I want is to get revenge." She walked forward. She looked at us with a disgusted look on her face. "You're Ben, right?" I nodded. Interesting. She stopped pacing around and stood in front of us. "All right, guys," she said. "I suppose I should only get rid of the ones that were a threat to me, or help my husband ban me." A wave of fear swept to my body. I wonder if she was really gonna kill me. She pointed her gun at me. Her nails were painted black, and I could see traces of dried blood on her palms. "You, step out here." I started to walk, but Josh held his hand up and grabbed my arm. "Let him go," she said with gritted teeth. Josh gave her a dirty look and loosened his grip. "And you," he said, looking at him. "You're the main problem here, so I was thinking maybe I should make your death a little more interesting." Beads of sweat rolled down his face. He stepped forward and stood next to me. Joanne turned to my friends who were standing straight in place, holding their breath, not daring to move. "And you guys," she said with a laugh, "you guys get the honor to watch me kill them. Isn't that so fun?" No one then said anything and she scowled. Josh tapped me on the hand and secretly gestured. He pointed at the knockdown door and motioned for me to run on his count. His hand pointed out a 3, 2. I held my breath and prepared to 1. He pointed out one, and we both sprinted towards the open door. Joanne spun around. "Hey, get back here." I heard a loud bang and thud. I turned around and saw Josh on the ground. She shot him dead. His eyes bulged out and his mouth was wide open. I stood in horror beside him. "Nice aim," she said, complimenting herself. "Oh, what a shame. I didn't get to torture him." "Well, you just took the fun out of it." He stood in front of me and pointed the gun at my chest. "Don't even try to escape. I'm armed. There's no way you can walk out of here alive." She stared deep into my eyes. "Say goodbye to your life," she said with a devious grin on her face. I took one last glance at my friends who were trembling in fear. My gaze fixed on her long finger, which was placed on the trigger. Joanne let out a long, victorious laugh. "God, I love my life." Her muscles tightened and she pulled the trigger. The end.